Hello, this is Governor Paula Page. Each year, thousands of Mainers are affected by it. You could be a victim yourself, or a friend, neighbor, or co-worker could be. The question is, will you stand up and speak out against it? I'm talking about domestic violence. Not only is this type of abuse devastating to the victim, but it is traumatic for families and entire communities. My administration will join the Chief Justice Softly, Attorney General Snyder, members of the Maine Coalition to End Domestic Violence, Democrats and Republicans, and many others to introduce a variety of domestic violence-related bills. These are bills that will close loopholes and improve our justice system. I look forward to unveiling this legislation in mid-February with everyone involved. Every day, I carry a 50-cent piece. I received it from my father when I was 11. Not for any good reason like doing my chores or homework. Instead, that coin was given to me to stay silent about the abuse that was occurring in my family. I knew it was wrong, and it's still wrong today. That is why I made a choice. I could have stayed and lived with the assaults, or I could leave. I took that 50-cent piece, chose the latter, and haven't looked back. If there's a way to help someone who is in a similar situation that I was in, I'll do it. There is support within our communities. As neighbors, colleagues, and friends and family, we must be willing to become a voice for victims. I believe it is through the power of voice we can make a difference, not just mine, yours too. Domestic violence is a crime that can include physical abuse, emotional abuse, economic and sexual abuse. It does not discriminate based on race, age, or gender. But the fact is, more than 80% of domestic violence-related homicides are committed by men. It's why I will continue to speak out and say we must shift this issue from a woman's issue to a men's issue. Men are a major part of the problem, and men must be a major part of the solution. This week, my administration unveiled a public service announcement highlighting domestic violence awareness and the need for men to speak up in a united effort to end the abuse. My staff, commissioners, state employees, advocates, and families and friends of domestic violence victims participated in this announcement. I would like to thank all the families who allowed us to feature their loved ones in this announcement. I would like to also thank Maine Video On Demand for their in-kind service to see this project get off the ground. I would also like to thank one young man in particular for standing with me in the announcement. His name is Jared Gay. Jared was a classmate and good friend of Cody Lake of Dexter, Maine. Through a horrific act of domestic violence, Cody, his sister Monica, and their mother Amy were murdered last year. To honor Cody and his friendship, Jared had the courage to stand with me and send a message, a powerful one. I hope you will have the chance to view this important message. It will be given to every television station across our state, and it is available to view on MaineVOD.com. Again, that's MaineVOD.com. If you are a victim or know someone who is, please do not remain silent. There are services across our state that can provide you with the help needed to leave an abusive relationship. The Maine Coalition to End Domestic Violence is a strong statewide advocacy group that's dedicated to supporting people affected by domestic abuse and that batterers are held accountable. The statewide domestic violence helpline is 1-866-834-HELP. That number again is 866-834-HELP. Please use your voice to stop the violence.